So I think the main things I learned you need in a API documentation are the parameters, specifications that you need to create to use a API request. And also sometimes I think we can forget, we focus a lot of, okay, what do our users and our developers need to create a request, but we also need to show them response examples. That's very important.
Welcome to the Knowledge Base Ninjas podcast, where Gauri Ramkumar of Document 360 finds the best SaaS self-service knowledge bases in the world and then interviews their creators. Let's get started with today's episode.
Welcome, everyone. Our guest today is Hannah Khan, technical writer at Ezion. Welcome, Hannah, to the Knowledge Base Ninjas podcast. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. So, Hannah, before we proceed further with additional questions, can you please help me understand a bit more about yourself? How did this journey begin for you, and who was your motivator?
Okay, so I recently came to the technology world with technical writing. I have an extensive background in with text, working with text. I graduated in languages and translation, English and Brazilian Portuguese. So I used to work with proofreading, translating. I also work as a copywriter, a magazine editor. And then I realized I wanted to write my own text. I was helping people improve their text, but I also want to help people with my own text. Yeah, I was trying to figure out how I could get there. And then a friend of mine told me there was an opening at his company for a technical writing, and I was, yeah, maybe I could do that. So I tried, and that's how it started. It was kind of random, but it worked out. I'm very glad I tried to get into tech writing and technology world. It was a very good fit, thankfully.
Great. That's really interesting to know, Hannah. And I understand you are into API documentation. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. So in that case, can you help us understand what is the most powerful API documentation framework that's being extensively used?
So I work a lot with REST APIs and also GraphQL API. At Ezion, our main persona is the developer, and APIs are a big deal for developers, right? So we focus a lot on developer tools, and API usually comes first. So I remember when I first began working as a tech writer, I didn't even know what an API was. And it was really scary in beginning to document it, but then I realized, okay, it makes sense what an API is and how we document it if we use the right framework and the right specifications. It works very well, and it's very important for developers and for business as a whole. APIs can be very powerful tools that help business.
Great. And you did very briefly touch base upon some of the elements that makes an API documentation developer very friendly, but are there any more key factors or points that somebody should consider?
Yeah, so I think the main things I learned you need in a API documentation are the parameters, specifications that you need to create to use a API request. And also sometimes I think we can forget, we focus a lot of, okay, what do our users and our developers need to create a request, but we also need to show them response examples. That's very important. So I found that that's a key element in API tools, because if we think of ourselves as users of platforms, sometimes they're telling me what I need to do and I do that. But sometimes you're like, okay, is that it? Is that right? Did I do it? Is everything okay? So yeah. If we have response examples in API, we make sure that our users know what they can expect and if what they did was correct, if everything's set.
Mm-hmm. Great. I think you're the best person to ask my next question. What are the tips that you'd like to give our audience today while choosing an API documentation tool for their business?
I think it's always good to have an extensive documentation, right? I think a well-structured API documentation makes a difference as well, because with REST APIs, you have so many endpoints that you find yourself in, a lot of things. So if you have a very well-structured documentation, you'll find what you need. It's much easier. And also look for documentations that have parameters, specifications, and descriptions. That makes a lot of difference, along with examples, right? So that's for REST APIs. For GraphQL APIs, which is also something I work with, queries and examples. Because with GraphQL APIs, you have only one endpoint, right? So you need a lot of examples to learn how do you create qu queries, what you can do with queries. So for example, at Asium, we have open source GitHub repository with queries. So you can use them to learn what you can do with an API, but also use those queries to create your own, right? Edit the queries and do whatever you need.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, Hannah, we spoke a lot about API documentation because we know it's your core strength and something that you really enjoy doing. But is there anything else that you would like to add to this podcast?
Something I've been working with a lot is also UX writing. So it's a little different from tech writing, but if you have for example, in my company, we have a both ends. So we have a user interface, and that came to my team. It's a product content experience. So it's part of technical writing as well, but with a little difference. You have some different guidelines. For example, you need to be more direct. You don't have a lot of space to talk about things. But it was really eye-opening to me how UX writing can influence and improve my tech writing, how I write product documentation. So I would encourage people to take a look at UX writing guidelines and courses as well, because it's a little different, but at the end we just want to help our users and communicate our products and platforms, etc. So yeah, it's really interesting how it can help aside content and can help you improve tech writing. It was really eye-opening to me how things can be.
Nice. So let's move on to the rapid fire round, Hannah. I'm sure you must be reading quite a lot of resources and documentation, so books out there. So can you share some good examples or something that you recently came across that will be helpful to our audience today?
I think I've been reading more about frameworks that can help with tech writing. So, for example, we've recently adopted the Astro framework and using MDX, which is a type of markdown that helps with, you can use JavaScript components, for example, in the Astro framework. So, I've been reading a lot about that and how we can improve, not the content itself, but how the content is shown. Which also makes a difference, right? How we present our documentation makes a difference. So I've been reading a lot about that and how we can improve the user experience part of documentation.
Okay, great. That's nice. And what is that one word that comes to your mind when I say documentation?
Education.
And my last question to you is, what is that one piece of documentation related advice you would give to a 20-year-old self?
I would say accept all feedback with an open mind. Sometimes it's hard to accept feedback and see how they can actually help you. And feedback doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It just means you can improve what you're already doing, because everything can be improved. Talking about content and technical writing, always, there's always something different you can do, type feedback, and maybe even if it doesn't make sense, when you first hear it, keep that feedback in your mind and try to see later on, okay, maybe what made that person give me that feedback? What I can do, what I can improve. That feed accepting feedback goes a long way in our career and even personal development.
All right. Very good advice, I would say, for this hour. So thank you so much for sharing that, Hannah. I think we are almost to the end of the podcast. Okay, thank you, Hannah. It was great connecting with you and sharing some of your experiences, particularly on the API documentation space, because we know that is also another core aspect of technical writing world. So very happy to know that your interest is in that area, and you did share very good level of information with us today, and all the very best for your future projects too.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Knowledge Base Ninjas podcast. Please head to iTunes, rate, and provide honest feedback on the podcast. See you next week.